You're listening to Type Radio. I'm Albert-Jan Pohl. Now we're talking. Your Dinschrift, could you say that that's your pièce de résistance?
What's that?
It's sort of, your pinnacle work.
What's that?
You put your whole
top
self,
of the pops.
Your biggest, no, not biggest hit.
It's my biggest hit. That's true. But it was Eric Schmidtman's idea.
Maybe a bit lower, cause
yeah.
No, I was just playing with it.
Don't play with the microphone. Okay. Do you want some water?
No, thanks.
Okay.
The typeface was exactly what the typeface was Spiekerman's idea. He came to me and said, after the plane crashed. Huh?
Yeah.
The URW was the plane was crashing, and he was the spectator in this theater. Mm. So he was watching this, and then he asked me I suppose you have a lot of time the next few months, and I said, well, yes, I think I have to. No, then come by at the office. I have some things for you. Maybe some interesting projects you could. They're interesting for you. So then that's how he presented this idea of doing these non-design typefaces. But me coming from the Nordside traditions and having people like Flutiger as ideal type designers, but this was completely the opposite of what of my aesthetic ideals. So. It was definitely not the job I wanted to do with Heart and Soul. Mm. And I did it. I was used to this kind of work, though. We bought typefaces here and there, and we compared the Berthold version with the Linotype version and the Monotype version, and said, well, what's good in this? What's good in that? What do we do for our library? And I was used to work with material from other people and improving things, extending fonts with characters without changing them. Without yes. When you check up digitizations, you see a lot of failures and a lot of problems, and you try to solve them in a way that things become better. So it was not my aesthetic ideal, but it was I was ideal for the job. Mm. Because most other people would have either stuck with the original and make more weights, and then it would have been as dumb as it was, and it wouldn't have been the success. And other people would have tried to do as much as they could put into it just for fun. It's a crazy typeface, so let's add some crazy things. that's either the one or the other. There are not so much people, especially not the designers that were new by that time. Everyone was doing crazy things like you, or they were traditional and just looking back and reviving the past. Mm. So in that way, it was. I was the right person for the job at that time. I think it was just craftsmanship. Mm. How can I improve this dumb typefaces? Eric also told me you have to do about the horizontals look too big, too thick. The transitions are not okay. You need a certain overlap. You cannot leave it as it is. You have to makes the improvements that make it typographically work. They make a family, and then typographers, graphic designers will. Until that day, people were using DIN just for fun, like Oerlesch. And like the Californians were doing it, they just DIN was among the first 300 typeface families, and it was one of the first PostScript fonts available on the market that looked a bit different and a bit weird, a little bit kaput, like Eric says, and that's how it works. But of course, these people also. Yeah, there was only one weight. There was no italic. There was no light. There was no, so you couldn't make a magazine with it, because there is no.
There was like the Mittelschrift and the Inkschrift, wasn't it?
Yeah, Mittelschrift is the normal weight, which is too bold, and there is condensed, which is in fact too light, because when you do a headline, mostly you want to have they need more impact, so. So for some kind of typography you can use it, but just for typography with condensed headlines, which don't have the impact. So that's for commercial typography, it was completely useless. It was useful for arty things, but not. And that's only maybe 10% of the market, or maybe 5. It was completely useless for advertising. It was completely useless for serious typography, completely useless for magazine, for the more serious kind of magazine. And that's why the new family worked, because it was made fit to a bigger.
And how
market.
Long was the project then? How long were you working on it?
It was a few months. The basic work was rather quick. I did the basic work in 3 weeks, and parallel on the same time, somebody else I worked with, Achatz Voice, which was which he worked at URW in the time. All the corrections I did on typefaces at Screen Graphic were I did them manually with a red pencil, and they were sent. To URW, they did the corrections with the Icarus system and then sent back the floppy disks, and we put them on our system and had an up. We didn't have our own font editor in the beginning, so Achatz Voice knew very well he was used to work with me, and I knew what.
Copyright Type Radio, all rights reserved.